Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful.
Hey. We have a third voice on the line with us this morning. What's up?
What's going on?
Awesome. So, listeners, this morning we have with us a very special guest. She is an author, a music publisher, songwriter, playwright. She resides in Cincinnati, Ohio. For anybody who might be trying to piece this together, she is the owner of publishing label Step Into the Glow. She holds a degree in forensic science from the University of Cincinnati. In her career, she has served in the transportation industry with Greyhound Lines. She has assisted as a CDL instructor for charter bus companies and for the Cincinnati school system. In her music sector, she has more than 90 songs that she's published to her label. She also has a radio station with Pandora featuring an EP album After Tonight. We're not done. She has a stage play, Leave You for My Husband. We'll find out more about that here shortly. She released a novel called The Chronicles of Yori back in August of 2020, and it sold out in its first 2 weeks. And her goal is to breathe life into every book, script, and song that she touches in hopes of invoking a sense of unshakable drive and solidarity in others. And this morning, we are so proud to welcome and present to you, Miss Ann Patrice.
Welcome, Ann.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I'm happy that you guys have me as a guest. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you coming.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to jump right in because this super excites me because I think I've shared with you on more than one occasion how much I absolutely love your song, Leaving You for My Husband. So I'm jumping right into this, a stage play. Mm-hmm. Please tell us more about this.
So my stage play is called Leaving You for My Husband, and that thrives off my song, Leave You for My Husband. I got quite a bit of feedback, positive feedback anyway, from the song and the video. And, you know, a lot of people were telling me like, oh my God, this looked like a soap opera or, you know, like a skit or something like that. And they wanted to see more. And so that just gave me the urge and the desire to make more of it. So I decided to write a script. For a stage play for it, and never wrote a script before, so this was going into a whole new, you know, territory. But I was excited behind it because my mind is very vivid, and I kind of just, you know, went from the video, kind of just picked up from there, and just kind of, you know, made a whole script out of it. So the script is very dramatic, it's powerful, it's turbulent. There are some surprises in it. You know, I'm proud of the script because I did it. I didn't think that I could do it, but I did it.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate that. And we were supposed to, you know, put the play on last summer, and COVID happened, you know, so it got shut down because the theaters got shut down, and that was a disappointment. But of course we understood, but, you know, myself and my cast, everybody was just like, well, that sucks. You know, so I'm just sitting on it. I do plan on putting on the play at least later on this year, provided that everything goes well with the theater for the arts. So it's still, you know, it hasn't gone anywhere. We just had to be still for a while. So we're going to get that back up and running soon. So I'm excited.
When that gets back up and running, Donnie and I would love to know when and where.
Absolutely. You'll be one of the first to know. Trust and believe. You definitely will. I'm excited. I'm anxious. I'm antsy. I'm all of that stuff for people to witness this incredible play with the actors, because like I said, this play is based from the song Leave You For My Husband, and it's very realistic, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a realistic person, so I'm just kind of just putting it out there.
Right. Now, does this song ring true for anything in your life?
No, ma'am. I get that question a lot. This is not about me. It's not personal. However, okay. It is based on facts. It is real. Yeah, you don't hear people talk too often about infidelity. You know what I mean? Because who wants to sit around and say, hey, I cheated on my husband last night, and girl, let me tell you. You know what I mean? That's not something you want to talk about. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're right.
Happens. And the same thing for the male. You know, hey, he went out because his wife ain't, you know, she ain't giving up the glove or whatever's going on in that relationship or in that marriage. So right. They're out doing their own thing. But it's just not something that's talked about. So I'm kind of just, you know, bringing a little light to it, and I'm, you know, keeping it moving with it. So,
well, I love it. I love real life being talked about, and I love that you are putting it out there for the world. That's great.
Me too. Yes, me ma'am. Too. And the fact that this circles back to, you know, in the song, it circles, it kind of takes it in the opposite direction. Like, you know, I have a reminder on my hand that even though I may have stepped out, it's time. Like, I'm going back, you know, like
it's a hard thing, because, you know, it's funny and I chuckle at it every time I hear it, but people have told me, like, you made me want to just go back to his ass, you know. Uh-huh. What I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I believe it. I believe
like
it.
That, like, you know, and the song is When I Look at My Ring. Well, if you're out doing your thing, but you're still married and you're still rocking your ring, it's like, damn. It just makes you think, you know what I mean? And it's like, it takes you all the way back to when you were at that altar or however you know, carried out your nuptials, and just make you remember all the promises and all that stuff that you made to each other. And it's like, let me think this over. Let me think about this some more, because, man, this girl got me thinking now. God.
Right. Right.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I love the song. I love the song. You're more than welcome.
Me too. So as the owner of the publishing label, Step Into the Glow, how many artists have you worked with or do you have working with you right now? And what accomplishments have you witnessed them achieving?
Well, I've worked with quite a few artists, mostly independent artists. And I'm just now really starting to come into intertwining with established artists as well.
Okay.
But, you know, building great relationships is key, and I've done that quite well. I'm building more and more of a rapport with the indie artists, because sometimes, you know, people watch you. You know what I mean? They see how you move. They see your work. They see the success from other artists that you've worked with, and they want in. And what's funny is, so here's the thing. So when you're an aspiring artist, let's say you got this song that you just recorded and it's mixed and mastered real good, and oh my God, everybody's telling you this is the bomb, right? This should be on the radio, right?
Right.
Well, now you got this hot song that everybody loves, but what's next?
Right.
You know what I mean? And for me, when I first started out, in this industry, Leave You For My Husband was my very first song, first of all. So I want to say that. My very first song that I ever wrote. Oh, yeah. My very first song that I ever wrote, the very first song that I recorded, and all of that. And so my idea, when I wrote the song, I'm going to shop it in the industry and see who I can get, you know, to buy it or to sing it or whatever. Because I didn't have a clue. You know what I mean? I didn't know how this worked. I didn't even know I could write a song, okay? To be honest, I didn't know I had that ability. I really didn't. This was very new to me, discoverable, and I took it and just ran with it. Yeah, and you know what? My producer, Tony Burkhart with Blacklight Productions. He calls me the reluctant artist because he knew that I really didn't want to do this this way. You know, I'm more of the background person. I want to remain in the background. I don't want to be in the forefront. And so, but in order to really push and get my name out there, I felt like this was necessary. It was necessary for me to take the steps that I did in order for people to know who I was and to gain the attention that I was looking for, so I can get to the place that I'm, you know, that I'm trying to be there. And I'm almost there. Almost there.
Good.
But, you know, it's hard work. It's a lot of work. And had I known then what I do now, I don't have to think about it some more. Like, it's just a lot.
That's understandable. I've been the people that you've got.
Honest to God, I did not know that that song, like I said, was going to be a song. I really didn't. You know, it's funny how the whole thing came along, but you know, here I am today. I, you know, ever since then, I developed this writing bug, and now I have all these songs, you know, written songs under my belt, and you know, a label and all of that stuff. So I think when God gives you something, He places something in your lap, even if it's something that you didn't see, something that you didn't dream of from childhood and all of that, you have to take that and run with it.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
you have to take and run with it, because I question it a lot. Like, oh my God, how, when, what, how come? You know, and I stopped questioning myself on that because I felt like it's a purpose for it. Like, it just came from out of nowhere. And I took, and I'm not walking with it. I took and ran with it.
We understand. Yes, we always say we jumped in head first, and we're just figuring it out as we go.
Definitely.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
and I'm sure all the people that you've got behind you and working with you, I bet you that they would tell you that they're extremely happy that you took it and ran with it, and are still taking it and running with it.
Absolutely. I have an amazing team. I have amazing people behind me, and they kind of just keep me, you know, motivated and lifted up, and, you know, just keep me going, you know. So I'm very thankful for that, because sometimes, you know, in this business, it's so easy to lose focus. Not lose focus. I don't lose focus on it. You just get overwhelmed, and then you get tired.
Yeah,
and you just want to walk away from it, you know, because it's a lot. It really
I've heard that from many. Yes. And people say that they just get discouraged because they feel like they're running into one brick wall after another, and they don't know which way to turn. They don't know where to go.
Here's the thing for me that keeps me going. I feel like I've done too much. I've come too far. I'm sitting on too much for me to say I'm done. That one thing by itself is what keeps me going, because what am I going to do with everything that I've built? You know what I mean? Am I going to throw it away? Those are blood, sweat, and tears. Those are sacrifices. It's everything that I took out of my life that I can't get back. And I'd be damned if I waste all of that. I'm not going to waste that. So that's my biggest motivation, and that's what keeps me just moving forward.
Right on.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So let's lighten the mood a little bit, and let's have you open that box. I'm ready.
Okay. You know what? I'm ready too. Shoot.
Well, we can share that. We sent a little gift package on purpose to have something special to just share amongst us girls this morning.
Okay. My little cutter here. Yeah, I get to open you now. Yay.
Yes, it came with special instructions. Wait until our day to open me. Wait until the morning to open me. And we appreciate you waiting.
Oh, no problem. I have a lot of patience. Okay, let's see. Ooh. Chocolate City, honey. Chocolate, some dough. Okay, some dark chocolate. Oh, and honey. Oh my God. Oh, you didn't. I have like a big bag of Hershey Kisses, and I love. Oh my God, it's almost a sin. I love chocolate. Oh, and I so don't need this, but I so want it, and I'm so going to eat it. Let me tell you, oh, it's about to be on and popping, honey. Yes. And Starburst, how did y'all know I like Starburst? See, you guys are evil. You're the evil good though.
Yeah, we're the best kind of evil.
So what we set you was Donia's favorite chocolate, Dove.
Okay, dark. The Dove Dark. Yes. Dove. Okay. And I'm hooked on these caramels.
Is Erica's favorite Starburst?
Yep.
Okay. A little birdie told me Hershey's milk chocolate was your favorite.
Yes.
Who is the birdie? Oh my God, because I love, I'm really eyeing this bag of kisses because, honey, I'm about to open this bag now. Y'all just don't know. I'm about to open some too. Chocolate fiend. I am. I'm horrible.
We're all going to make a little noise. Everybody get into their bag.
I'm over here like staring at this candy like I need it now, like I'm done waiting.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh
yep.
My God, this is so bad, but it's going to be the baddest, goodest, delicious gift that I've
right.
had in a while. Well,
and you know, chocolate is a healing. Chocolate's healing for the soul and for the mind and for the body, and it's I believe chocolate is one of the best things in the world.
You know what And I'm going to agree with you. Chocolate is just like, I think chocolate should be everybody's best friend. I really do. It is so, oh man. If you don't like chocolate, you're missing out.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. You know, we certainly have encountered some people that don't. We've encountered a lot of people that don't like chocolate. And we're like, okay, so what do you like?
Yeah.
I can't fathom my life without like dark chocolate is my favorite. It is, whoo, yes. Mm-hmm. And I can't even imagine not having it available ever.
I couldn't. I really couldn't. I love chocolate. Thank you guys so much. This is beautiful. It's beautiful chocolate. I'm going to tear it up. Trust me.
You are more than welcome. More than welcome. And we are big on sharing, so we certainly sent enough for you to either have it, you know, for a while for yourself, or to eat as quickly as you want, or to have enough to share. So absolutely,
it's going
to
go quick. I don't know if I'm going to share it, because if you're not in my house, I don't know if I'm going to share it. So
yep, we don't have to. But if you want to, want to make sure you got some to enjoy as well, for sure.
I appreciate that. You guys are lovely.
Oh, thank you. You're more than welcome. Yes. More than welcome. We thought of some silly questions so that we could just have some fun today too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anne, would you consider yourself a foodie?
Would a foodie to you just be like someone who just eats just because?
No,
foodie means you love all different kinds of food and you love food.
No, definitely not. No, that's not me. Anne is very picky. I'm very, very, I've been picky all my life. I don't know why I'm like the way I am, but you know, I don't eat a lot of, I don't have a large variety of different, you know, of taste of food.
That's so, okay. Nah. So what are your favorites? What are some of your favorite things?
Man, so my favorites are, the bad foods, the bad tasty foods like starch. I love rice and I love potatoes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, and that's not good. Well, it's not good, but it tastes so good. Oh, God, they do. It tastes so good. Yes, they do. Honey. Yes. They do. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, that leads me into where I can ask you. So, okay. Did you grow up on mashed potatoes and gravy at all?
Of course.
Of course. Okay.
Amen. Yes,
ma'am. And macaroni, baked macaroni and cheese also, or was it one or the other?
I don't eat macaroni and cheese.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Trust me, I get way worse than really when I tell people that. They're like, what? You don't eat macaroni and cheese? No. So here, let me tell you, I have a texture problem, okay? I love noodles, but it's something with those noodles, you know, and mac and cheese that don't agree with me. I hate it. Yeah. So that's why I don't eat it.
You are entitled to have tactile preferences. You know what I mean? Right,
absolutely. Yeah, like, I'm weird. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say weird, honey. People get frustrated with their kids. You know what I'm saying? When they won't eat or they won't touch certain things. And it could be the same thing. Like, they don't like the way it feels in their hands. They don't like the way it feels in their mouth. And that is okay. That is okay.
Yeah. I just chopped it up to me having a texture problem because it's quite a few things that I can't stand because of how it feels in my mouth. I hate it. So
I got you. I've heard similar things from plenty of people, you know, and it's not a matter of judgment at all. It's just a matter of understanding. That is all.
I don't do bobo tea for that reason. My kids love bobo tea. And let me tell you, those things are so gross. They're slimy and like, I just can't do that.
I'm with you on that. Yeah.
And I haven't had them in the tea. We had them when we went to the Froyo place. And yeah, at the Froyo place, they were fun. They were so much fun. But to me, they were fun. She's looking at me like, oh.
Yep. I was looking at you like, but if you like them, absolutely to each their own. But that is something I cannot get past, that slimy ball of, whoa.
Yeah, that's not
going to
work for me.
They're like little fruity caviars.
Absolutely, they are. You're right.
Oh, my God. Ew.
I love it.
That's okay. I can handle it. I can handle it.
That will be a fasting day because I can't. I cannot.
I love it. So tell us, do you come from a big family?
Do you mean a big family or just overall?
Like, do you come from a large family? Do you have lots of people in your family or is your family small?
Oh, I have a huge family.
Nice. Okay. Nice, yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. What about siblings? Were you blessed with siblings?
I have two siblings. I am the youngest of, it's three of us, three girls all together, but I'm the youngest.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
So what about children of your own?
I have one child. I have a son. He's my whole world. Aww. And he's 14. So he's a teenager. And, yeah, he's a good boy though.
That's good. Awesome. I'm an only child myself. I'm an only child.
Oh,
myself.
Really?
Yes.
How was that coming up?
Oh, you know, sometimes it was wonderful, and sometimes it was lonely. And you know, I've talked with friends of mine across my entire history, of course, about them having siblings, and we found out that even if they were in a household with six or seven kids, they still had moments where they felt lonely also, you know? And even with me being the only child in the house, sometimes I felt like I just needed my own space. Believe it or not, sometimes, you know, I felt like I needed something different and they felt the same thing too. So, but I still really, really longed to have siblings in my house 24/7.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I think watching Donya now as an adult, it's harder. I have lots of siblings, my family is huge too. But for Donya, I never realized like she'll never have nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Her kids don't have aunts or uncles. Like when you look at it from that perspective, it's the when you get older part where you're really missing out, I think. I don't think they miss out too much as a child. They're in school. They got their friends. But it's when they become adults that I think it hits a little harder, honestly.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I get that. And, you know, I respect your opinion on that and your feedback on that. It was hard though. It was hard as a child. There were many moments I would beg, like, can I please just have a brother or sister? Can I please have a brother or sister? Like my parents, my dad would get mad at me. Like, why do you always have to have somebody stay the night on the weekends? Why can't we ever have a weekend alone? And I'm like, why can't I have a brother or sister? If I had a brother or sister, I wouldn't have friends over all the time, which I probably still would have because they would have been my same age, but you know.
Oh my goodness.
When you grow up as an only child, there are definitely the challenges, they change. They grow with you. Well, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Well, me and my son, we're very close. And I asked him maybe 3 or 4 times. I'm like, do you ever get lonely? Like, do you want a brother or sister? Because I just want to know what he's thinking sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Really? Well, hey.
No, you know, I think that when you're an only child, I mean, it has its disadvantages and advantages.
For sure.
Where, yeah, you may be lonely, you know, you don't have anybody to fight with and all that stuff. But the advantage side is, oh, you get everything because I don't have to split the money between you and the other, you know, kids and stuff like that. So that works out for him because he pretty much has everything that he asked for because, well, if I can afford to get it, hell, I don't, you know,
it's right, not absolutely. Like
I have 2 other kids that I have to, you know, provide for too and get things for too. So, but I told him, you know, and I joke with him, but then again, I'm not joking. I said, listen, if you ever get lonely, just let me know. I said, because I will go and rent you a brother or sister. Okay. I will do that. Okay. So you can have somebody to talk to and play with and all that stuff at home. Because when I tell you that Anne is done having kids, trust me, not happening. Not happening. I am not starting all the way back over again.
I already did that once, and now I'm to a stage in my life where I physically cannot do it a second time. I did the start over once. My older two, because I have 2 grown children, and my older two are 31 and 26, and my youngest just turned 13.
Oh my god. Yeah. Well, you know what? Is it a girl or boy?
Which one, my youngest?
Uh-huh.
Boy.
Okay, well, you know what? He was a blessing. He was meant to be here. That's how you have to look at it.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, I love, and but the thing is, I love kids. I do. Oh. I just, I don't have the time, you know? Uh-huh. I don't have the time to nourish a newborn. And run around with a toddler and all. I don't have it. I don't.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I'm looking forward to being a grandmother. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. You get to play with them and love on them and kiss on them and send them back home. That's the great part about that.
So, Anne, I have this wonderful program that I used and will continue to use in the future. I had to take a break on. My youngest daughter might be a little jealous at times, all the time, but we love exchange student programs. So we had an exchange student come and live with us from Italy for a school year, and it was phenomenal. We had the best time ever. We got to meet so many people, and we have such a great relationship with her even to this day, and it's been 3 years. She's back in Italy. She's at university. Well, right now she's locked up in her house. They're back on quarantine there, but she's phenomenal. So that could be an option when your son hits high school, like an exchange student is a great, great thing. It's so much fun, I promise. She said, nuh-uh, not for me.
You know what? I would entertain the idea. I remember when I was in elementary and it would be, you know, some of the other students in class, and they would have, you know, whoever their exchange guest was that was staying with them from Singapore or from wherever. I just think it was so cool. Like, oh man, I know they have the best times, and it's got to be like wild to, you know, to just to get used to, for that exchange student to get used to the American way. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And just also just for the, I don't know. I just thought it was cool, you know, but it is. And now being a mother, and hosting an exchange student. Yeah, I have to think about that.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved every second. But she taught me so much. When you said you love pasta, you get to pick, girl. You can pick somebody from Italy. They can come teach you every amazing thing they know, and you get to teach them every amazing thing you know, and it is a good time, I promise. I got to learn how to make real authentic Italian food, which to me was amazing. I had so much fun.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is cool. If you ever experience that again, let me know. I'll come for a day or two.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I will.
Yeah. That would be great.
So what are your favorite dishes to make, Anne?
Okay, so honestly, so when I have time to cook, because let me tell you, I stay busy.
Yeah.
So when I have the time to cook, you know, it's not a problem. It's enjoyable. My favorite dish, again, I told you, I am a starch person, which is not the best, but I like what I like. So it's this dish that's called chicken and rice casserole.
Okay.
And I freaking love it. oh yeah, it is the bomb. Let me tell you.
Tell me what's favorite. The new chicken and rice casserole?
Oh gosh, a girl never tells, man. Really?
All right. Well, at Thanksgiving, I make one. Similar.
The main components, of course, is the cream of chicken and cream of mushroom. But
okay,
whatever seasonings you throw in it, you put your green onion and all that stuff in it. But whatever seasonings you throw in it to make it, oh my god, just pop.
All right. So at Thanksgiving, turkey. Broccoli and cheese and rice as like that's one of my leftover meals from turkey for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So good.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yours sounds great too though.
Oh, it's good. You would love it. You'd be like, oh my God, I'm hooked.
we enjoy starches very, very much. We like pasta, I know, but and rices, it's like and a bad food, breads.
But gosh, it's so good.
We love food. Like, you know, like we are total foodies. It's much easier for us to list the I will not eat this or touch this, and then the rest is just go on. Because if we were to list everything we'd be here for 3 days.
Forever, yeah.
For sure.
What about ice cream? What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, you should have done that.
Love chocolate, honey. Yes, chocolate all day, all year.
All right.
Do you have a favorite place or a favorite brand? A favorite place to get it? You know, like how they have like the soft serve.
Girl, look, it can come from Kroger, UDF. It don't matter. Chocolate, pure chocolate. I don't have a preference when it comes to that. I do not discriminate. I don't, you know, I show love to all of them. So yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Nice. So it sounds like you're extremely, extremely busy. So when you do have some downtime or some spare time, what do you enjoy doing, like, for you? Like, self-care or...
Self-love, yeah.
Yeah, self-love. What do you do for Anne when you have a little bit, when you have a few minutes?
Man, I got to recall when the time I've had Anne time, to be honest. Because I'm always... I just stay busy. I stay on the go. I think... Now, it's funny, but... So... Anne is very, very ticklish on the feet. So I am very ticklish. Hey, listen, if you mess with my feet, you're getting kicked. Don't touch my feet. Don't touch my toes. Don't touch nothing that has to do with feet, because we're going to have a problem. And I'm going to tell you, the only time that I've gotten a pedicure was maybe 2-3 years ago. I tried it, honey. I tried it, okay? And this guy, and I'll never forget it, this guy who did my feet. I told him, and he reminded me of Hakeem from the first Coming to America. Had the box, had to meet the young Hakeem, had the box set, the little braid in the back, all of that, right? Like, real deal, right?
Okay, yep.
And I remember I had my feet soaking in a little tub. That was cool. But when he, you know, he was setting out all his stuff, the brushes and all the lotions and all that. And I saw that little hard brush, whatever, the scrubber thing. And I said, what do you plan on doing with that? He said, well, this is to scrub the bottom of your feet. I said, no, that will not be happening today. I said, because I can't take that. I'm going to tell you now, I can't take it. And he said, so the person who showed me to my feet, okay, was a different person. So yeah. I'm a tall person. I'm a tall girl, okay? So he did not know how long my legs were. So wait a minute. When I was telling him, like, I'm very ticklish, I can't take a lot, you're not going to use that scrub thing because that's not going to be good for you.
Right.
So, yeah, just put that to the side. And he's like, okay, ma'am. Okay. So he took one of my legs out the water, and he was like, oh, my God, your leg is so long. I laughed so hard. I said, I'm not going to kick you. I said, you know, you can't be scrubbing my feet. I said, I don't know what's wrong with my nerves and my feet, but they don't agree with me. Just don't use that. So when I have me time, I give myself a pedicure because I just can't stand for someone else to touch my feet.
I got you.
That's one of the things I do. I give me a self pedicure. It's not because I'm being cheap, because I can afford a pedicure. I just can't afford for someone to touch my feet in that way because I can't do it. So
yep.
I'm a bookworm. I love to read.
Nice.
I don't have much time for it nowadays. I can't get past the first chapter, but when I have extra time, I try to read from one of my favorite authors .
Who are your favorite authors?
So it's this author. Her name is Ashley Antoinette, and she's the bomb. She's like, there's a lot of great authors out there. I love James Patterson, but Ashley is my favorite. She's off the hook. Love her. She usually writes, a book in series. I love the series edition because it just makes you want to, keep going and reading about, the characters that you became familiar with. And you want to keep up with it, So she's definitely one of my favorites.
For sure. Do you get a chance to watch any TV or like, because I was going to ask, like, when you say you like series, books that are written in series, do you like shows that are in series also?
Man, let me tell you, the TV, when I try to sit down to actually watch a movie or maybe even a show, it ends up watching me because I always fall asleep. My today life, I just don't have time. I try to make time for that, but I'm lucky if I can get through one movie on Netflix.
Completely understand. You are not alone.
Yeah. Right.
I probably have not turned my TV on in over a year. I know it's been a minute for you too. Yeah, I'm not a TV person. Not TV or movies. Not me.
Exactly. You know what? My mind is always going. So I feel like if I have time to actually sit down and watch a movie, I don't have nothing else going, and I always have something. So even while that movie is playing, and if I'm not sleepy, I'll be doing so much because my hands are in a little bit of everything. So when I say that I really don't have time to read, I don't have time to watch TV, it's because I'm like into more than one or two things. I'm kind of pulled all over the place. So yeah. And so I try to create time for me. It's just kind of hard to do.
Yep. Can definitely relate.
Yeah.
Remember the show Power, the TV show Power?
I, I've, I'm very aware of the show Power. Yeah, however, I've never watched one episode of Power.
I feel you.
I've always heard Power was a very good show. Mm-hmm. I just never had the opportunity since Power came out to get into it. And you always want to start from the first show, you know, the first episode, so you can keep up with it. You know, it's just like a soap opera. You don't want to jump into the middle of it and you don't know what's going on because you didn't catch the first part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yep.
And that's the reason why I didn't get into Power. I know Power, is Power on Netflix or Hulu?
You know, it may be on something. I probably should have had that information before I even brought it up to you. I was going to tell you, like, to me, this is funny. I don't know that I've ever worked just one job. And so when Power had come out, I was working a couple, and at one of them I was cashing, I was assistant managing, and I would run in the register there too. And people would be in the line all the time, like all in this big hurry, like Power's about to come on, we got to hurry up. Why is this lane taking so long? And I would be like, one day I was like, okay, seriously, what the hell is this Power you guys are talking about? Like, and everybody, you should have seen, it was like every head turned towards me like, where do you live? And I was like, seriously, you guys, like, I'm always working. Even if I'm not here, I'm working. So what is it? Yeah. And so people started telling me a little bit about, oh, okay. And then I said, well, if you know, it starts at 9, you know what I'm saying? You should come here at like 7:30, not 8:30.
Right.
save yourself the angst and the anxiety that you're going to miss it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, my goodness, like, I have things to do. You know what I mean? I have things to accomplish.
Exactly.
I couldn't.
You don't have time to just in front of the TV, you know? And don't get me wrong, making time for yourself is very important. Very important. Because I think if you lose sight of that, then, you know, you become, I don't want to say a slave to the system or whatever it is you do, but it's important to make time for you. And I'm trying to tell myself that more, because I don't make time for me. I don't have it. Like, I am, oh my gosh, like I said, I'm into a little bit of everything. But, you know, at the beginning of all of that, I'm a mom, you know, so I have to have time for my child. You know what I mean? So it's just hard, because any free time that I do have, it goes to him. It goes to my child. So there is no me time.
I agree. When you guys do find some me time around here, just so you know, you can find Power on Stars, Hulu, or Amazon.
All right. I have just all of that. So there's no excuse.
And you know, there's one thing that we, because we discover new things all the time and new ideas and concepts doing this show now. It's really cool. Because it gives us a chance when we're learning and finding things, because we have to take the time to do, we have to have discovery time, research time.
Right.
So, we're using that to our benefit. And one thing that we found, and Erica has definitely been doing it, she's been putting into practice and looking at it as a therapeutic me time. She only takes a few minutes out the day. Is she's just grabbed a notebook and she's doing a gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few minutes at the end of the day or the beginning of the day. That could be something that you could see about incorporating, you know, just have it right next to the bed and just write down 5 things from that day or 5 things in general, you know.
Right.
I'm grateful for this.
Yeah. You know what? I actually started something like that. It was, man, maybe more than half a year ago, but I tried that because I heard that from, I think Steve Harvey, I heard that from him. It's like, hey, write down on your list what you are grateful for, what you're thankful for. And compare that with your negative list. You know what I mean? Because everybody still has their downfalls or their moments where the negativity will creep into your mind. You know what I mean? So I actually did that. You know, but that, like I said, that was almost a year ago. So
right on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how did it impact you while you were doing it?
I don't know. It just made me think that. I have more things that I'm thankful for, because like I said, a lot of these things that I'm into now, I didn't see coming. Like I would have never in a million years.
We certainly hope that you guys have enjoyed this time that we've been sharing with Ann Patrice. want to encourage you guys to visit and follow her at all of her different platforms. She is on Facebook. She's on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Check out her Pandora station, Ann Patrice. You can visit her website, stepintotheglowpub.com, or you can email her at stepintotheglow@gmail.com. We will go ahead and include that information on our website. Gives you a reason to visit stuckonthename.com. While you're there, please check out the merch store. And if you have a story about somebody special, something special, inspiring, anything positive, feel free to go ahead and share that with us. We thank you for visiting, and we hope that you'll join us next week for segment 2 with Ann Patrice.